KSL News Time, 6:19. We still have emergency traffic. I can't even keep up at this point. Ricky Meese.
We do not. That's the good news, Jeff. Eastbound I-80 now open. It was closed due to a medical problem about 19 miles prior to Wendover in Tooele County. In the Salt Lake Valley, we do have a new accident. It's going to be westbound I-215 South Belt, right about State Street, but it's already over on the shoulder, so no delay, but some slowing northbound I-215's East Belt as you're coming into the I-80 interchange. Southbound looking good from downtown to Bangor Highway. Dave Meekum.
Southbound I-15, you get the delays just approaching Bangor Highway, and then you're going to be in that jam up all the way over the point down into Lehigh. We've had some thunderstorms moving through the area as well, so some wet roads to deal with as well. They're still cleaning up that accident. This is on Highway 189 at Provo Canyon near the dam at Deer Creek, and they are apparently not blocking traffic, but the delays are there nonetheless. You're looking about 3/4 to a mile of delay as you approach the dam if you're heading eastbound on 189. Heather?
Northbound I-15 remains a struggle to get through from Parrish Lane in Centerville to 700 South in the Clearfield area. US 89 also lots of stop and go traffic from the I-15 split all the way to Cherry Lane in Layton. And then as you continue north on I-15, construction really causing headaches for you from Far West into Willard, and southbounders also have the construction delays. All My Sons Moving and Storage is a well-trained, friendly staff. All My Sons is insured, accredited A with the Better Business Bureau. For information, call **move or allmysons.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
So last night this time it was Armageddon. We're doing better, though not great.